This question, I don't know. Maybe this is a stupid question.
Here we go.
May you explain the difference between karma and Krishna karma, and when this border, and the simple this prarabdha karma and aprarabdha karma finish.
We answered 5 questions at once.
I mean,
as usual.
I mean, on which when this what Krishna karma
starts? You want prarabdha? What do you want? First, what are you trying to say?
First, difference between Krishna karma and another kind of karmas. And how can we distinguish when Krishna karma starts?
Krishna karma and karma.
Yeah, Krishna karma and karma. How can we understand? Is it Krishna karma?
In Prabhupada, I saw in Bhagavad Gita, of course, they're talking about karma and nishkam, karma and all these things. In Bhagavad Gita, that's the subject there in the beginning, first 7 chapters. So in that context of the discussion, Prabhupada talks about 3 types of karma. Karma, akarma, and vikarma. So vikarma means against, karma means work. In Hindi they say karma. Vikaram, karam, and then bhakti. So vikaram means sinful activities, activities which take one further and further away from God. Vikaram, vikarma. And then akarma are activities which don't take one away from God, but don't take one to God. But they keep one in the human form of life. And not only human form of life, but if they do a lot of good karmas, they can go to heavenly planets and become Brahma or Indra. Hundreds of births of perfectly executing Varnashram Dharma, etc. So then they, of course, don't get a human body, they get a celestial body. So that's called karma. And then there's something called akarma, which is not vikarma, not karma, that's bhakti. Bhakti has no fruit of result. It only has the result of devotion, more and more devotion and bhakti. So actions in bhakti are easy to understand because Rupa Goswami defines what is bhakti. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi navritam anukayena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uchite. Anushilanam means activities, one after another, anushilanam, various activities which are Krishna anukulya. They're favorable, therefore the pleasure and favorable for Krishna. Krishna will like it. Krishna will be pleased what I'm doing. These activities I'm doing in bhakti. So many activities are there. Bhakti is very active. Very active. Bhakti is the active expression of loving sentiments in a variety of activities, singing and working, and so many things are bhakti because they're offered to Krishna, connected to Krishna. Just offering things to God, that's karma, because that's in the Gita, yat kuroshi rashnashi yash yuhoshi dadashi yat yat tapasisi kontiya. How's it go? I forget. You know, this is the idea here. In the 3rd chapter of Gita, verse 3, we find some answer about your question. This is chapter 3, verse 19. One's work must be done as an offering to Krishna, otherwise it causes bondage. So this is work, but this is bhakti karma. Yagyartat karmano nyatra loko yam karma bandana tadartam karma konteya mukta sangha samachara. So the difference between karma and bhakti is that karma, one becomes bound, karma bandhana, it becomes bound in the cycle of birth and death, rebirth. But tadartam karma